Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study in Christian marriage. Some years ago, the popular Colorado University football coach Bill McCartney was interviewed by Sports Illustrated magazine as he completed his final winning season before he launched out to give more time and attention to his family as well as his organization called Promise Keepers. And in this article, the writers quoted McCartney, and he said these profound words: "Nothing tells you more about a man than when you see what you see in his wife. When you look into the countenance of a man's wife, you will see everything he has invested or withheld. You will see what kind of character he has." That quote is quite compelling, because he lays the responsibility for the wife upon the husband. And everything that the husband has invested or withheld, McCartney felt, could be seen in a reflection in the wife's countenance. Now, Dr. Ed Wheat wrote a very excellent book called Love Life for Every Married Couple. And in that book, he talked about how to nurture a marriage. And these were the very ideas that McCartney was alluding to in that statement. How do you nurture a marriage? How do you nurture your wife? How do you nurture your husband? So that you can see the reflection of that investment even in their countenance. Dr. Wheat gave a prescription that he called the best method. And I love that, and I'm going to share that with you today. And he used the word best to represent these four ideas: B for blessing, E for edifying, S for sharing, and T for touching. And Dr. Weed, as he went on in this book, talked about how this was the best method for nurturing a marriage and for staying in love in the context of your marriage. The first point of blessing is very important. The word blessing is defined in Webster's dictionary to bring happiness to, or anything that brings happiness. In the New Testament, we see the word blessing used often, and it also is defined as to show favor toward. God wants each and every one of us to show favor toward our spouse, to give in such a way that it blesses the other person with happiness. You can bless your spouse through your words, through loving words that are spoken to your spouse or about your spouse. It's an amazing blessing for a wife to overhear her husband bragging about her to someone else. That's a blessing that can be spoken through loving words. Equally vital and important is for a husband to hear his wife speak highly of him. The scripture exhorts wives to reverence or honor their husbands. And one key way that you can show honor or reverence for your husband is by the words that you speak to other people about him. Are you a person that complains about your husband to your friends or to your mother or mother-in-law? That's no blessing to your husband, and it definitely is not speaking a blessing over your marriage. And it's definitely in direct disobedience to the Word of God that says that we're to reverence or show honor to our husbands. Wives can definitely show reverence for their husbands by the words they speak to their husbands as well as the words they speak about their husbands. You can bless your spouse through the most practical behaviors, through small and large acts of kindness and thoughtfulness. The husband that brings home the wife's favorite treat after he knows that she's had a long, hard day with the children and brings home a gift just to be a blessing is one who's investing and cultivating his marriage. You can bless your spouse through a constant attitude of appreciation. And this is very important to cultivate this. When I was first married, the Lord made a very deep impression on my heart that for me to invest and to bless my marriage, it would be very vital for me to give thanks for my husband every single day, no matter how the day had gone, but to give thanks for him to the Lord as well as to him with my words. And by God's grace, with over 20 years of marriage, I've made it a point to try every single day to start out by thanking God for my husband. And I know that it's created an atmosphere in our marriage of gratitude in my own life towards my husband. You can bless through an appreciative attitude, and you can definitely be a blessing to your spouse through intercessory prayer for him or for her. Be your spouse's greatest intercessor. Be the person who will pray with the most fervency and the most detail to the Lord for your husband or for your wife. The second important thing to keep in mind is to be a person who edifies your spouse all the time. Edify simply means to build up. And this is very important in our marriages. We live in a world where people are constantly tearing down other people. It's very common in the media to see articles and reports and news reports that are constantly tearing down people, pointing out their failings, pointing out their shortcomings, reporting their failures over the media. We live in that atmosphere where tearing one another down is very commonplace. And yet, our marriage should be the place where both the husband and the wife are built up. So the best method for staying in love is to bless and to edify. Be a person who edifies or builds up your husband or your wife on a daily basis. That principle of edification should govern your lips. Do your words build up your spouse? Do they encourage your spouse? Do they strengthen your spouse? Do they bring peace? Or do they tear down? Or do they take away courage? The word discourage simply means to take away someone's courage. Be a person who's not taking away the courage of your spouse to go on with their life, to go on with their day. Be the person that's giving them courage by encouraging them with your words. That will edify your husband or your wife this very day. You can call up your spouse at work and just give them an encouraging word. Just give them words of love and blessing and edification. A husband edifies his wife by praising her. This is very important. Women and men have some differences, without a doubt, but women respond to the praise of their husbands. It will edify your wife tremendously if you will praise her with your mouth and praise her to other people as well. And a wife can edify her husband by showing loving respect for his leadership, for his decision-making, for his manhood. The third principle of this best method of cultivating love in your marriage is this word, sharing. It's vital in a marriage that sharing go on between the husband and the wife, that the husband and the wife don't live two separate lives under the same roof, which is commonplace in many marriages today. Sharing is essential. It needs to be the sharing of your thoughts, the sharing of your hopes and dreams, the sharing of your goals and your visions, the sharing of your innermost thoughts of your heart. It's vital also that you share your time. This is essential. You're to be not just roommates, you're to be lovers as husband and wife. And you must share time. And not just the time at the end of the day when all the business is taken care of and you fall into bed exhausted, but you must make time to share together the things in your heart. This is vital for the revitalization and the cultivation of your marriage. Are you sharing mutual goals and interests? This will prevent boredom and distance developing in your marriage. Make sure you're sharing your goals. Many men would say, well, I'm just not a talker, and they would pass off to their personality type why they do not share themselves with their wives. And yet I challenge you, men, if you are not a talkative person, that you make a decision to invest in your marriage by sharing your heart with your wife. You will never develop intimacy without sharing your heart. If you want a great physical intimate relationship with your wife, then share your heart with her, because she will respond to that intimacy that you're sharing with her in communication by drawing close to you. So be willing to invest sharing your heart. And the last thing that's vital for a beautiful and magnificent marriage is T, and that's for touching. People long to be touched. Even since they were little children, they've longed for the affection and the warmth that comes from being hugged, from being touched. It's often been said that elderly people who had someone to give them some physical attention just in touching them lived longer and were healthier. Even if their spouse had passed away, they had someone that would touch them and hug them and reassure them with the physical touch, that health was increased. Touching is a part of marriage that is a blessing. It's meant to be a treasure. It's meant to be the apex of the physical relationship, the sexual union in marriage. Touching is important. Not just sexual touching, but simple touching. Hugs and encouragement and affection. Perhaps you didn't grow up in a home that was very physically affectionate. You can become a person who is giving with their touch. It will breathe life into your marriage. A marriage will perish without gentle, affectionate touching. That's all the time we have for today. I want to encourage you, make the most of your marriage. Give it the best investment that you can by blessing, by edifying, by sharing, and by touching. And you will reap a magnificent harvest in your marriage. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.